gentlemen, the Pod Gods Network presents Leisha and Libby. They'll take what they can get. They are the two funny girls.
Here we go, back for another episode. It's Two Funny Girls. I'm Leisha.
I'm Libby Marie, and we are supposed to have the cast of Super Knocked Up, but we only have one.
Woohoo!
That's fine. Yes. We can welcome Jordan.
Hi. How you girls doing?
Fabulous.
Good. We're really excited. Oh, guess who decided to show up on Skype? But first, before we let him on our call, we are going to talk shit on the guys.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see if shows up.
Well, Jeff, who is the creator of Super Knocked Up, he's on, but he hasn't messaged me. And then I think Mark's on too now, but let's let him sweat.
Yeah, let him do the work.
Oh, now they can message us. Hold on, let me see what he says. I'm gonna be like, you know, this is very unprofessional. Oh, sorry, I'm late. I'm on now. I'm gonna say, you'll be sorry, we already started without you. We're talking shit on you.
Say, I don't accept that
diva
behavior, Burns.
Okay, I will say that first. Don't say that. This diva behavior. And she'll be sorry because we started talking shit on you. For the podcast.
Y'all's little song has stuck in my head. I like it.
Thank you. A lot of people like it. It's actually done by a voice actor from England. His name's Mike G. Bell, and he hosts Attack of the 50-Foot Nerd podcast.
Oh, cool. He did a good job.
Yeah, he did. He did an awesome job.
And he did it for free, which, you know, was fantastic.
Yeah, because that meets Libby's criteria. Anything that's free is.
Yeah. I mean, to get something of that caliber free, that was amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty rare. That's amazing. You usually get what you pay for, but y'all, he went overboard. He did good.
Okay. I told him we started the podcast without him. He's like, nice, call me up anytime. Jordan, you got to tell me something funny to say about him.
Oh, my gosh. There are so many quirky, goofy things about Jeff Burns. I don't even know where to begin. The first one that pops into mind is that boy drinks like a gallon of milk a day. He's like a five-year-old. It's the funniest thing. I mean, it's rare to see him when he's not chugging milk. It's so weird. Like, he'll even drink milk with barbecue. Everyone else will order a beer and he'll order milk.
Oh, my God. That's a bit odd.
The waitresses are always like, I'm sorry, did you just say milk? And he's like, yeah,
milk. You're like, everybody else is having a pint, and here you're drinking milk. Okay. Yeah.
Should we, do you have anything else we can say about him before we call him?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe back in the day it wouldn't have been cool, but it's completely cool now. His entire room is covered in posters. Looks like a high school boys' room. But it actually works because he is so successful in the comic book superhero world that if his room wasn't covered in posters like that, it wouldn't really be fitting.
That's true.
It works. It's really cute. I crack up when I walk in there. Oh, he has... Oh, never mind. I'll spare him.
Come on!
You gotta do it.
Come on.
Keep popping into my head and I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Remember, this is your chance. You're right. Not the only girl.
Okay, ask him how many cats he has.
Oh, no. You know I don't like cats, and I have a theory that 3 cats, you're transitioning. 4 cats, you're full-blown cat lady. Did he meet the criteria?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I need to train my guests better, I think.
Yeah. I kept telling you that, Libby, but you never listen.
We have no money. We're just whatever. Everything. I don't know. We just hang by a thread, I guess. I don't know. I'm just saying we have a 3. We have a maximum. Leisha has a cat. Her cat's actually infamous.
Really? Yes, my cat. You know, my cat follows the whole. If you can't be famous, be infamous, and my cat is definitely infamous.
You'll probably hear him.
Yeah, at some point in time during this podcast, I'm sure he will make himself known because he can't shut up. I have put up with him. He's 18 years old now.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I can't believe he's lived this long. But I think he's so full of piss and vinegar that's why he's lived that long. We had one of our listeners, Tom Jackson Jr., did a great impression of my cat.
That always pops up on our podcast. So we have this really, another thing that's free website. And so I added her cat's picture and this voice recording of this of one of our fans doing his impression of the cat. Okay. So, yeah. Why don't you go there? It's Two Funny Girls Podcast. Cast.webs.com. Go to the About Us page.
Two Funny Girls with a number, or?
Yeah, the number two, Funny Girls Podcast.webs.com. Yeah, because we're too poor to have our own domain, so, you know. Jordy, she sucks for giving all the secret information. Probably telling you about my milk addiction, too. That was thirsty.
That's awesome. He just texted me and said, stop gossiping about me with the Two Funny Girls.
Should we take pity on their poor souls? I still haven't heard from Mark. I think he's on, though.
Is he? Let me see if I have him in my contact. Azula. Where is that fool? Oh, yeah. He said it's supposed to be 1 p.m. Eastern time, right?
Well, we were here at 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, it's now 1:16 Eastern time.
Well, I think they've both been on for about 10 minutes.
Where's the cat clip on this website?
You go to About.
Oh.
And scroll all the way down.
Ah, this is cute.
Thank you. It was free, and I don't have any idea what I'm doing.
This is Tom, as editor, Cat Times Jackson Jr. from Twitter. And I want to say I like the show. I think it's good, it's awesome, enjoy it, and now I'd like to give you an imitation of Lister's cat.
Dead on.
It's dead on.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really what it sounds like.
It does.
Grumpiness of the cat. I hear that cat the entire time, and I think that sometimes if I listen to it late at night, I think I'm going to swarm around the house. So, keep up the good show. Keep on listening.
Oh my god.
To later, ladies. Bye.
That's awesome. Okay, now I really need to hear Barkley.
Oh, you'll hear him. But first, let's add the fogs. I think they're getting
antsy.
Yeah, but I'm explaining to Mark what we were doing.
Okay. Well.
Okay, he accepted your request.
Add him on.
Hello?
Hey! Okay.
Should we just freeze Jeff out completely?
That's so mean.
It was on at 1 o'clock. And, then Jordan said to get on, so I figured you guys couldn't see me, so then I quit Skype, signed back on, then it crashed.
Likely story, Pazula.
Okay, I mean, I was asleep. Okay, here I am.
Yay!
Okay, now I'm going to try to add Jeff. Okay, there we go. But anyway, Mark, we didn't mean to freeze you out this long. We were talking shit on Jeff, so.
That's a nice way to enter the conversation.
Yeah. to know that we were talking shit on you, doesn't that make you feel better?
Oh, well, I already knew that from Libby's 1,000 messages she sent.
People could be on live, and two people couldn't, so that's what happened.
It's endearing stuff, Jeff. It's good stuff.
Oh, coming from you, I bet it was.
Absolutely. Safe and sound.
Hey, what are you eating?
Don't worry about it.
I already knew you were.
You can tell.
I know.
A jar of peanut butter and a jar of jelly and a spoon.
What?
And you're just wow. mixing them.
So you're eating you're eating peanut butter and jelly with a spoon.
Yes.
I love it. I actually I used to in the morning when I was a little kid before my parents got up in the morning, I'd go watch cartoons and I'd sneak into the kitchen and I'd grab the Jif peanut butter jar out of the cupboard and a spoon and I would sit and watch cartoons until I could hear my parents get up. Then I'd like hurry up and run back and put it away because my mom didn't want me eating, you know, straight peanut butter for breakfast.
So I'm basically 5 years old. I know that, though. And I might have a couple other things out with me as well. But, yeah, I was in a rush because I was trying to get here on time. Boom.
And not try. You were here on time.
I was. Yay. I felt like I was a little late, but got to get my grub on.
Okay. I wrote you guys a fan letter, but before you get, I thought maybe you guys could talk about your show a little bit.
Plug it away.
Wait, are we recording?
Yes, we are. Yep.
We're talking shit on you, recording while.
That's
wrong, because we got started, so that's what took so long, and then we found out about your cat issues.
I can't imagine who told you about that.
I have a theory. You know, 3 cats, you're transitioning. 4 cats or more, you're full-blown cat lady, and she told me you're full-blown cat lady.
But, you know what? I wasn't completely honest. Those cats are not all his. He lives with them, but they're his mom's and his sister's.
That's true.
He's well, very like, nice son and brother. He takes care of their cat.
Aw. Do you want another one? I've got one you can have.
Oh, awesome.
You would love the
cake. Yeah, send it to me.
I'll put it in a cardboard box with some holes poked in it. And hopefully the post office won't notice the meowing. I'll tell them if, you know, if the box like moves or something, just ignore it. It's nothing.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, let them talk about their show so that they can
see. Yes, we keep getting letter. Sidetracked. Talk about your show.
All right, oh, Jordy, go ahead. Since you're talking so much smack about us, you might as well go ahead.
I just put so many condiments in my mouth right now.
Oh, wow. That
literally
sounds like something else.
Condiments.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay.
So, Super Knocked Up. It's a web series. It's a comedy. It is about 2 arch enemies. A supervillain, which is my character, named Darkstar, and a superhero, who's a total douchebag, in parentheses. His name is Captain Amazing. And we fight, we hate each other, but we have a night of passion, and I get preggers. And then we have to go through the pregnancy together. Well, really, I'm the only one carrying the damn thing, so he just has to be there with me and watch me. And then we have to figure out how to raise the baby together, and our lives just get intertwined in a very uncomfortable way. Ooh. Ta-da!
Nicely done.
Thanks.
You summed it all up. It's awesome. It's a ton of fun. It's, yeah, it's really cool. Check it out.
Yeah, I've seen it, and it is, I love the concept. I absolutely love the concept, and it's funny. It's funny. I actually finished up watching your new season 2 this morning, so.
Yay!
Yes.
Awesome, thank you. Yeah, we just premiered our first episode of season 2
yep.
2 days ago, so that was very exciting for us.
That's awesome.
Okay, Jeff, I sent you the fan letter. So Jeff's going to read the fan letter.
Oh,
he has no idea what it says. It is crazy. So you're all going to be in awe and probably disconnect altogether. And it's just going to be me alone.
It's been fun.
Oh, yeah. So, but I thought it would be really funny because he's not going to know what he's reading. It's, I don't know. Hopefully it works.
He does this to me sometimes. That is perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I never write things for you to say on our Super Deep Duck show.
Yeah, never.
Well, first off, I believe, isn't this just about Mark, Libby? Oh, even better. It's about all of us. Great.
Okay, don't read.
Yes.
No, you can't. You have to read a cold. You cannot pre-read it.
I haven't even opened it yet. I just want to add, I'm following your rules.
No disclaimers.
No, the disclaimer is Libby has been hyping this letter up for like freaking months. So I cannot wait to read this. It's going to be epic.
And I did get pre-approval from Corey from the Evil Teddy Bear podcast. I was like, I mean, it's really crazy, but he said it was perfect, so.
Oh, dude, open that up.
Oh, geez, it's a freaking Word doc. What the hell? All right, hang
on. Oh, letter.
Oh, I don't, this is going to be like fucking 5 pages probably. Oh, sorry. I don't know if I can swear.
You can swear.
You just said that.
I know. Big surprise, right? You probably told him that, too.
I didn't, but you just did. Drum roll, into my seat.
I think, Mark, you're going to be the biggest victim in this letter.
I'm scared.
I think you're too.
Do I need to go pour myself a shot?
Maybe you should just run away now. I don't know. Blame Corey if this backfires.
Okay. No, we're blaming you, just you.
No.
All right, here we go. Everybody ready?
Yes, we are ready.
Dear Super Knocked Up, my loves, excluding Jeff. I'm a big fan of the series, especially now that you've decided to podcast with us. We take what we can get, and apparently so do you. I can't wait for season 2. If you know anything about me, you should know that I hate puns and blue eyeshadow, but have a deep fascination with bedroom eyes. For the purpose of this letter, I have to complain about the lack of discourse regarding Captain Amazing's bedroom size? Or is it supposed to be eyes?
No, size, but they all rhyme with eyes.
Oh,
okay. Oh, she doesn't like puns, but she likes to rhyme.
I get it. Okay. In order to write this grievous oversight, I have taken it upon myself to create a multi-step action plan. Oh, God. All right. The oh, God is my addition. I am using this format to announce my intention to run unopposed for Super Knocked Up fan club president.
Woo!
Yeah. Nice. As such, I am willing to use my credentials as Master of Science seriously to determine the stature of a certain superhero's bedroom size and whether he is truly worthy of the title as Captain Amazing. I will even go so far as to reenact the conception scene with Mark, of course. Oh, I thought it was going to be with Jordan. And if one of us happens to find us on top of the other in a compromisingly effective position, I am totally open to being knocked up for real in the ultimate PR stunt. That's very kind of you.
That's dedication.
As a courtesy, can you please let me know whether he leans more to the left or to the right? And I don't mean politically. Hey! The hey was in there with like 10 Ys. Now that I have given you all these wonderful ideas, let's talk compensation. I mean, after all, I'm giving up my body for the 9-month gestation period. I think it's the least you can do. But don't wait too long. I'm 32 and my eggs are 12%. And those suckers quickly become extinct.
Oh my gosh.
Sincerely, Libby Marie, future baby mama and president, Super Knocked Up fan club, size fact checker, and master of science.
Oh my god.
Okay. Do you guys know why now we are on the FBI watch list?
I do.
I can say that is both the most awesome and disturbing letter I've ever received.
Is it the only letter you've received?
That too. That is very kind of you, Libby, though, to, I do say that, to give your body up like that.
I think so.
Particularly with Mark, because he's kind of gross naked.
I know.
and I know from experience.
Yeah. Jeff, you wouldn't be jealous, would you?
No. I'm not jealous of your hairy butt.
Anyway, so but I really do, like, that's one of my goals in life is to be somebody's fan club president. And then I was rewatching season 1 today before I watched season 2, and I noticed, like, there was a joke in there on the 5th episode where Captain Amazing introduces Darkstar as president of his fan club, and then he revokes her privileges. So, see, perfect.
Oh, that's right, it's open now.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I mean, I feel like you kind of earned it. Well, you haven't earned it yet.
What? Like, I put that in a letter, and actually, I can't take full credit for that letter. That's my brother helped me write that, and it was his idea to rhyme all those words with size, like size, size, size. But yeah. But probably I'm not 100% as creepy as this letter is. It was like. Maybe more creepier. I don't know.
She's really, really close to being that creepy, though.
You know, I cannot say how many. If you had doodled that whole letter in a notebook and kept it to yourself, that would have been creepy. The fact that you shared it makes it less creepy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, Mark, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he probably doesn't know what to say.
That's fine. I could talk all the time. So
of course, the answer is yes.
Obviously.
He's gonna read that letter during his wedding.
That's an awesome idea.
Actually, Mark, I'm gonna give that to your brother as the best man to read as a speech.
That'll be a hit.
So I told you, Jeff, that I have an idea I want to pitch to you for a superhero.
Oh God, I don't know. Can I take it after this letter?
Yeah, it'll probably be a relief after this letter. Well, maybe not. Probably will scare you more. But okay, I'm a substitute teacher, so I really have this alter ego in my head where I'm super sub. And so I think that would be awesome.
Super sub? All right, wait, what are your powers? Anything besides your ability to teach young children?
It is my abilities. Yeah, like nonsense.
she's really good at that right now, the whole nonsense thing.
The kids, it's so frustrating. I actually do have a superpower though when it comes to subbing. I have like really good at learning the kids' names really quickly, and that really helps a lot because then if someone's acting up, I can call on them directly. So that would be my superhero power. And I have really good hair too, it's like amazing. So,
that's important.
So that too. So I think that we should. Maybe talk about this.
You're in season 3.
Awesome. Yeah, we have teenagers who are still in school in our show, you know. So.
Oh, there you go.
That's right. We do.
Oh, you can be the on-set tutor.
There you go.
On screen.
On screen tutor.
Yeah. I'm already off camera. I want to be on camera. So then we can talk about the fan club thing, and then. Alicia and I, when we were talking about you guys on one of our episodes, we were talking about what our kryptonite would be, and she came up with the perfect kryptonite. I'm obsessed with free stuff, so Alicia's like, free stuff could be your kryptonite.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Yep.
That could be a really funny story. Like, the main character is the person who just cannot say no to free stuff, and like, every...
That would be Libby. That would so be Libby. She cannot say no to free stuff.
Unless it's like cats, then that's not okay. But
no free cats.
Yeah, and especially no collection of cats. I don't care how you spin it. That's just rough, Jeff. Anyway, so then I was thinking off of that because I'm obsessed with the Dollar Tree because everything's only a dollar. And I'm poor, so like no matter what, no matter how much money I don't have, I always have a dollar somehow. You know, you can always grab a dollar. So, and you go to, and it's a nice feeling. You can go to the store and know you can buy anything that you want. Maybe only one of them, but you can buy anything that you want. So then I was wondering, what would your, in real life, what would your kryptonite be?
That's tough. You answer. What the hell was that?
Sigh, bedroom sigh.
That was exactly. It was a bedroom sigh. I don't know what my kryptonite would be.
I think my kryptonite would be somebody, I don't know, I guess the destruction of all milk products in the world, not being able to drink milk. As these guys know, that's all I drink.
Cat milk?
That would devastate.
Yeah.
The lactose intolerance would be your kryptonite, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we've said like my villain, I think, would be a lactose intolerant boy or something.
Yeah, I think I
can hear
that.
That's right.
I could be milk lad.
Milk lad.
So Jordan, what would yours be?
I mean, definitely something with food. I have the biggest sweet tooth, and then followed immediately by the biggest salty tooth, followed immediately by the biggest sweet tooth. It's a vicious circle. I don't know, what if I had to be like vegan or like that paleo diet or something where, I don't know, something, some kind of diet where I was like allergic to gluten and allergic to all of this stuff. I mean, I just don't really see the point of living if you can't eat good stuff.
You're not Italian, are you?
I'm not a what?
You're not Italian, are you?
No.
You're an honorary Italian because
it just runs in my family. I get it from both sides.
So your kryptonite would be not being able to eat during interviews. That would be your kryptonite.
Oh my gosh. What would I do with my hands?
Okay. I'm gonna leave that one alone. That and the condiment in your mouth.
Yeah.
Lisa, what would your kryptonite be?
My kryptonite?
Oh, it's Seamus.
No, actually, it's not just famous. It's not just that. It's men with British, Irish, or Scottish accents.
Oh.
That would be my kryptonite.
That's my kryptonite too.
That's a good one. What about a guy who has a normal American accent, but he can do a really good Scottish accent? Is that pretty good?
Nope. They got to be the real deal. They got to be the real deal. Otherwise, it's like, faker.
Who's Sheamus?
He is a WWE superstar.
Oh, that's right. I've heard about your...
my obsession with WWE.
Yeah, an obsession. Yeah.
Coming one of these days.
So how did you get into all that? Have you always been?
I used to watch it when I was a kid, and then, you know, I fell out of it, and then we actually had podcasting acquaintances. They used to do a WWE podcast, and I was listening to them, and they were really good. They were really funny, so I'm like, you know, I should probably, if I'm going to continue to listen to them, I should probably watch WWE just to see who the players are and see what they're talking about. So I watched Raw one night, and that was it. I was hooked. So now I went to my first SmackDown show, live show, back in November. I was kind of forced to take vacation time, so I'm like, well, I ain't got nothing better to do, so let's go see a show. during Christmas break, I went. They were here. They had a house show in Minneapolis, so I went to that. I got hugged by Sheamus. So there you go, Libby. What can you say, huh?
I can say I don't watch WWE and I wrestle McKay. But anyways,
is he Scottish or Irish, Sheamus?
He's Irish.
Irish.
He's from Dublin. So there you go. There's my kryptonite. You know.
Hey, where are you ladies from? Because I hear some northern accents in there somewhere.
I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, I can tell you are.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Oh, I love their accents. I love them.
We're in Pennsylvania.
But oh my gosh, both of you are from the north. Oh, cute. One of my friends in school, one of my roommates, she was from Hibbing, Minnesota.
Yes.
I made fun of her every day.
Every day? You know, the one thing I will say, I really hate the movie Fargo. because
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, never in my life have I used some of those terms that they say in that movie, and I'm like, excuse me, shut the fuck up.
Don't you know?
I've never said that. I've never said that. I've never said a. what are some of the other ones? I've never said oofta. That's another thing that because there's so many Swedes.
Yeah, but you say ruts instead of roots.
So?
That's not.
My
grand. You say ruts or you say roots, like you're talking about hair. Like your hair roots.
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 That's my point. Okay.
Well, okay, so my grandma used to say Fritos instead of Fritos.
So, Leisha, do you want to play the question we have for him, for them?
Sure. Is that from Corey?
Corey from Evil Teddy Bear Podcast. You guys podcasted with him
a month or two ago,
right? Yeah, he's awesome.
Yep. All right, well, he's got a question.
Much cooler than you guys.
Oh, thanks.
We have to write you a fan letter, though. He offered to be your fan club president.
He didn't offer to get knocked up by Mark, either.
I wish he would have, though. I was keeping my fingers crossed for that.
All right, so here's our question from Corey.
Hey, guys. This is Corey from the Evil Teddy Bear Podcast. And this is my question for you guys for Super Knocked Up. Let's see. Well, I want to know if by season 4 you'll have room for the supervillain. And I'm not talking about just any supervillain. Some supervillain that will be so super re-villainy that I could have the role actually. Give me the role, Jeff. Give it. No. I'm kidding. Actually, I really want to know is, how do you guys like doing this super geeked up show? And how, like, how much fun is it? Because it basically, it's kind of like you guys have a podcast, you know? It's basically a video podcast. And I like it. You know, I like watching it. You know, sometimes I'll just sit there and listen to it.
So what is different from that in the show? Like, what do you guys feel is the big difference besides, you know, y'all not being in the same room? So that's my question.
Now I'm going to try to figure out how to turn this off.
How do I turn this constructive thing off?
That's awesome.
Well, thank you, Kari. That was an awesome, even though very long-winded question.
There was like 3 or 4 questions in there.
Not yet, there was.
Like, what's different? Can he be the supervillain?
How do you turn this off?
Corey, you hit the off button that has a hang up on it. Anyway, so thank you, Corey. Those are all great questions, and I'm so glad you're listening to Super Geeked Up. By the way, if people listening don't know, Super Geeked Up is our live Google Hangout show we do every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's the three of us, sorry, I'm getting choked up over that letter Libby wrote earlier.
What can I say?
So yeah, it's a live show we do where we talk about some geeky stuff, we answer fan questions. It's a great way for us to connect with our fans who are awesome, of Super Knocked Up, and also we usually have, you know, guests from the web series world on, so, so it's really cool, and let's see. All right, so I'm trying to remember his questions. It'd be a lot better if I could do it without Jordan and Mark. But just kidding.
Hi, I'd love to watch that.
We'd all be heckling you.
That would be a bomb.
You or no?
That'd be the worst show ever.
It would be Jeff, his milk, and his cats.
Now you're making it sound much better, actually.
That does sound like a good show.
No, his cats, his mom's cats, their cat.
Wow, everybody would watch that.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You know what? So it's, I'm totally off on a tangent now. I really can't remember his question. So it's, what the hell was the question? So it's awesome doing the show. I mean, you're right. It is kind of very, it is similar to a podcast, but it's with video. In terms of, I guess, how it's different maybe than what we do in other things or when we do Super Knocked Up is, I think it's awesome that we can just hang out with each other as friends, because all kidding aside, we're really awesome friends, and I actually do love these guys. And, and I think it's great that, from what I've heard from people, at least, it's great for the fans to get to see us as who we are as people, you know, not in our acting or directing roles, and just get to see us chill out and geek out and talk about stuff that they love, you know? And, that's fun, I think, and get to interact with the fans and other web series creators that way and just joke around and have fun, you know, and be loose And I think that's the coolest thing about it. And that's what I've heard from people, that, you know, even when I was at the Indie Soap Awards earlier this week in New York City, one of the guys there said he had watched it, and he said seeing us together interact and you know, seeing how much we dig each other made him want to watch Super Knocked Up more, which was awesome to hear. So that's what I would say. I probably didn't answer all of his questions, but sorry.
He wanted to know.
Answer the most important question. Can you make him a supervillain?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He wants to be a supervillain.
Well, of course. I mean, now Libby's going to be in it as Super Sub, and he's going to be in it as a villain. So, yeah, of course.
Can you write a love scene for me and Corey, Jeff?
Sure. Absolutely. That'll be. Darkstar will get really jealous over that.
I demand it.
So pissed.
I demand it. I will not do season 4 unless we can do that.
Oh my gosh. In your contract.
Barbara and Jordy, I don't know, do you guys want to add anything that I missed? Or
about the love season 4?
No. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, the Super Geeked Up.
Oh, Super Geeked Up, sorry. I think you about covered it.
Thanks, Mark.
Jordan, I defer to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're so much fun. I love doing them. We always have on like a excitable guests who are, you know, really into the web world, and they like Super Knocked Up, and we like their shows, and it's really fun. And plus, we get the fans involved, and you know, I think Jeff touched on this. Like they seem to enjoy it, and we have awesome fans. They're so cool, and they're loyal, and they tune in, and it's just really fun. I love it. And plus, it gives us an opportunity to hang out when, you know, Mark, Jeff, and I, and the rest of the cast and crew, we were all pretty much inseparable for about 3.5 weeks there. And then I went back to L.A., back across the country. So it's a fun time to just kind of hang out and shoot the bull. Good.
It is a ton of fun. And we do have the best fans ever. We actually, this past Wednesday on our show, for the first time, we had fans in the show with us in the hangout, which is very cool.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
We're going to do more of that as we premiere more season 2 episodes. I liked, Jordy, how you said, though, they're not exciting guests. They were excitable guests. Like, they're all hyper.
Those are the best kind. If you can't get someone famous, get people that are super, super excited.
Exactly.
That's fun to watch.
It is.
Yeah. They dig it. We dig them. Good times. Yay.
Okay, I have a question from, he's our boss man. I guess he interviewed you guys a month ago, Adam Barker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is he's your boss, really?
He's our boss, he's man.
The network. Yeah, I call him boss man. Don't put him in your comic book, though. No. He doesn't do that. He doesn't. Yeah, he's. Although he's a Catwoman, too.
He's a Catwoman.
Oh, yeah. I told him he's totally a Catwoman. So you and him would be best friends, Jeff. You guys could have play dates with your cats. Awesome. So he wants to know if he can make a British version of it, like The Office in the U.S. office. He wants to make a British version. And then there's a question for Mark and Jordan after you answer that.
Okay.
All right. I hope that question has to do with the impregnator.
Yeah.
Isn't that who we talked about that with, Jordan?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That was the interview Mark decided to not show up because he's a douchebag. By the way, Mark, that text you sent me today about the ha-ha, you forgot the interview, that was hilarious.
You think it was funny?
Oh, yeah, so funny. So can he make a British version of Super Knocked Up? Yeah, sure. Like, let's see, what would it be called, though? I'm trying to think of the British... Super wanked up.
Super shagged up.
No. Super shagged up. Oh, brilliant, Mark.
Well, shagging is. I think shagging is just the act. I don't think that's actually. It's like super.
It's still good though. It's a good title though. All
right, like, super shagged up.
Who can we get to play you, Mark? What British actor?
I don't think there is anybody that could play me. I'd have to fill the role myself.
You would.
So.
Well, we already know Jordy can do an awesome British accent.
Do we?
By awesome, I mean it's not that good, actually. But
you don't know.
No, actually, her accents are great. As you can tell from that great Minnesota one she did earlier today. So, sure. I can't wait to see a British Super Knocked Up. That'd be fun. What's the question for Jordy and Mark?
Well, first, so we don't have to know who's going to play Mark. Is that what we decide? Mark can play Mark?
Mark's, he doesn't think any British actor is up to his standard.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So,
I think a young Hugh Grant, like Four Weddings and Funeral Hugh Grant, would have been perfect.
But, oh, yeah. Yes.
I don't know about that. That doesn't sound right to me.
Yes. You're not a woman. You don't get it.
It's okay.
Hugh Grant just does it.
No, I get that. I'm saying Hugh Grant is very different than Mark Azula.
Oh, it's because they both have that, like,
that
funny,
side.
Self-deprecating, witty humor. Adorable.
I think it's because we both like sleeping with black hookers. Actually,
absolutely.
Wait, that's what it is. Thank you.
Anyway, I asked Adam what British slang for knocked up was, and he says up the duff or up the spout.
Up the duff.
What?
Can or I up the up spout? Duff?
Or up the spout.
Foreigners.
Super duffed up. There it is. Super duffed
okay.
up.
I'll pitch it to him with super duffed up.
and with you, Gray.
Super duffed up with Hugh Grant.
Gosh. It just sounds classy when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Although the next question was if Jordan and Mark could do a British bit. Or do a bit in a British accent.
Bit? What kind of bit?
For the show, super
like a,
up.
Like a skit.
That would be so great. We'd be like, what's happening? What's happening to us? Our voices are changing. That was weird when it's over. Remember
to do it right now for us.
Right now.
I thought you meant he wants you to do it right now.
Oh! All right, cool. Let's do it. I got to get my British on. British. Mm-hmm. Got to get my British on. Wait, I have
Come
to
on,
hear
dog
you
star.
Do it.
Come on, dog star, love. No, I'm gonna knock you up now.
You sound like a woman.
No, we're gonna duff her up.
What do you say I sound like, Jordan?
A woman. When you
a
talk
woman? About it's my voice. What? Okay, this is my deep British accent.
Oh, that's
cool. Come on, dark star.
That's good. That's like James Bond almost.
Yeah.
Gonna knock dark star.
Keep doing that one. Keep doing that one, Mark.
That's good.
Maybe you should just do the rest of the interview like that. Will you?
Okay. Let's do it.
He said. So
now it's becoming Sean Connery.
I like that.
That's perfectly fine. Adam Barker said about the super duffed up, he said, or super up the duff.
That's
super,
so naughty.
Super up the duff.
Super up the duff. I love all these. I think we named our show too soon.
No, go back and
we did. Let's just redo everything. And you guys can both do it in British
accents called super up the duff.
Super up the duff.
Super up the duff.
Super up the duff.
That sounds so more. I don't know.
We say that in a row.
The show sounds so much fancier now.
Clashy.
I gotta work on that. I'll work on it and get back to you. I'll work on the accent.
So how many questions did Bossman send? Is that it?
That was the only one, but then you have a question every time.
I do. Yeah. One of our listeners, Thomas Jackson Jr., sent a question in.
Oh, I know him on Twitter. Hey, Tom. Thomas, whatever you prefer.
Okay, so here's his question. How many seasons do you plan on doing? Have you, is there a set amount that were already pre-planned?
That's a great question. I have written 20 seasons of Super Knocked Up.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm gonna rock that bit when I'm a grandma.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
You have like about, I don't know, 12 kids at that point in the show.
Yeah.
What a season.
So, as I've said before, I've written it. I wrote it as a feature script, so the whole story is planned out for Super Knocked Up. And I'm thinking, in terms of the story I've already written, it would take about 4 seasons to tell that. So that's what's planned. I've also said it'll be definitely be a big bummer, and part of me does maybe not 20, part of me does want to definitely keep doing it because I love this. I love doing Jupiter's. Ah, I love doing Jupiter's.
Right?
I don't know what just happened there. Just like
that. I love Jupiter's.
That was your best impersonation all day, actually, Jordan.
Thank you. I'm good, Jupiter.
Because that's exactly what I said, actually. I was there.
We were all there. Okay.
Yeah. Amazing. I love doing Super Knocked Up. I love that Jordy always makes fun of me. And but no, I love doing it with these guys. So I kind of would actually like to do a million seasons. But yeah, 4 is what's in the works for right now.
So is season 2 finished?
Jordy, I hate you. Not really. Is season 2 finished? We shot it in the fall, so all the shooting has been done for quite a while, and we're still editing, working on the episodes, but yeah, all the footage is all shot.
Then when will you film season 3?
We start tomorrow.
What?
Hey guys, don't you have all your lines memorized?
I would love to be in New York right now. I'm on my way.
Awesome. All right, we'll see you in a couple hours.
Okay, perfect.
I wish that was true, actually, to be honest with you. Season 3, we're shooting for the do of the summer. That's the goal. We'll see how we can get right and everything, but yeah. So not the too distant future.
And then, have you named the baby yet?
I won't say what it is because the baby has... In season 2, you're going to see the baby in season 2, so you'll find out shortly. But yes, the baby does have a name.
And we find out the name in season 2?
You do.
I can't remember the baby's... Oh, okay, now I do.
Oh my God, you're a horrible, horrible pop.
You don't remember your own baby's name?
I forgot my baby's name.
Oh!
It's very Captain Amazing of you, though, Mark. So you're
it is. Yeah, it kind of is. Good point.
Well played. Jordan also left her baby monkey home. So that,
I did. I have a stuffed animal I sleep with every night, and I didn't have him for the whole month I was in New York.
Aww.
No, I wanted him to be cast as my child, but he didn't even get to audition. Well, he did. He was in my audition video, actually.
Yeah, and he was in all the rehearsals, actually. He was really good in the rehearsals.
Yeah, he was really good.
By the way, before you... Was that a monkey person?
That was my dog.
That was the dog. I was wishing it would be the cat.
Yeah, no.
But then I'm afraid if Jeff hears Leisha's cat, he's gonna get overly excited, and
I might start saying things like, I'm gonna do that.
Bathroom break.
You know, before you said stuffed animal monkey, I wonder when I said that if people thought you had an actual pet or not.
Oh man, I wish he was real. I'm hugging him right now, actually.
Aww.
He's sitting here with
Morgan the monkey.
Yeah, in business school, he was we read this case about getting the monkey off your back about managers needing to delegate to their subordinates, and one of our professors brought in this little stuffed monkey, and then I loved it, and I was like, mine, and so I got to sit with him all day. This is like 5 years ago. And then every day we would pass him around, and whoever was acting as the CEO that day got to hold the monkey. And then at the end of the year, they gave him to me.
Oh my God, that's where it came from? Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was a childhood thing.
Yeah, I did too.
He was our little class mascot. I've had him for 5 years, though. He's past his toddler years.
Nice.
About my stuffed animal. Ooh.
Let's talk more about your personal stuff. Nope. Tell some more stories.
Nope.
Oh, come on. Stories are fun.
Wait, so how long have you two been doing this Funny Girls podcast?
Oh, that was a nice segue. Nice try.
Pet monkeys. How long have y'all been doing this show?
Oh, God. How long has it been? It's been quite a while now.
We started, we had very humble beginnings where we couldn't even get on iTunes. It took us forever. We had to put our audio podcast, make it into a video, even though there was no video, put it on YouTube, and then, oh man, it was
awful.
Yeah, it was like horrible. So we've been podcasting since the summer.
What was that?
What was that?
That's that baby?
No, that's the cat.
That's the cat.
Be scary.
That's the cat.
That.
I know. I was. I actually was on the phone with like a customer service person one day, and he was meowing, and she was like, "Do you want to get your baby?" And I'm like, "No, that's not a baby. That's my cat." Yeah, exactly.
Is somebody strangling it?
No, that's just how he is.
At the beginning of this episode, we actually have a clip from someone who called and left us a voicemail imitating Leisha's cat. So we were playing that before you guys jumped on when we were talking shit on you.
Yeah.
So, you missed that. That's partly why it took us so long. We didn't mean to make you wait that long, but
that's
what took so long. But we've officially been podcasting on... We kind of relaunched ourselves, I think, in November.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cool. But we started podcasting in May.
Yeah.
Off and on. Yeah, Leisha's my second co-host, so.
Oh, running through them.
Yeah. I'm the longest running co-host so far.
Yeah, she didn't
dump it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you put up with her for that long.
Have guests on, have awkward moments with guests ever?
like this
Libby?
One?
Like,
oh.
Yeah.
No, not us. We're awesome.
Well, speaking of awkward moments, one time I had someone stay over. And I can't do this. I can't do this.
Oh, come on. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
No, do it.
Stay over where? At your house?
Yeah. And so I was sleeping. And someone walked in on me when I was taking a nap, trying to get in the bed with me and cuddle with me.
What? Like walk into your bedroom?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Wait. First off, Mark, this sounds very familiar, the story. But
no, it doesn't.
So creepy.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, who does that? Who walks in on somebody and opens the bedroom door and gets ready to cozy up?
That's actually really disturbing. I hope
outside of Mark Pizzula, not too many people.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Jeff.
But wait, was this a guest or a friend of yours?
This was us that Mark up.
It was a who? Wait, I lost
it
that.
It helped me to say that so that it would be like it happened to me. It didn't really happen to me. I just took what happened to Mark.
Oh.
She wanted to beat you to saying the story. That's why I'm like, I can't say this because
she was asking for dirt on you guys, and I gave her the story I had.
Very nice.
Thanks, Jordan.
Sure.
So why don't you tell the story the correct way?
Yeah.
what story? I don't know what you mean. All right.
It's all the cat references.
So, one night we were filming at on location at this very nice woman's house. Her name was Jan, and she pretty much let us just have like the run of the place, and we could, you know, it was like it's our own. She was really that nice. And one night it was late night, and I really needed to take it. I just needed to sleep. So I go upstairs and into this bedroom, and I open the door. I'm like, I'm going to lay down in the bed for about an hour or so, you know, and catch a cat nap before my next scene. And I walk in, and I see, like, somebody in the bed, and I was so tired, it didn't really dawn on me at first, and I kind of just, like, stood there, and I was like, wait, I go, is that Jordan? And this person gets out of the bed, and she's wearing, like, this nightgown thing, and I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? And it was Jan. Like the woman that lives in the house, and she was like half naked with this nightgown on, and she was like, no, it's Jan, what do you need? And I was like, oh my God, I'm getting out of here, because I almost got in a bed, like I was heading towards the bed when that happened, and I felt so bad I ran downstairs and covered myself up with a blanket for the next hours.
For like 2 hours.
This is what Jordan said. I don't know that I've ever laughed so hard. Watching his reaction and range of emotions he went through after his embarrassing encounter was one of the funniest things I've ever witnessed. He was mortified. Yeah. And it is so fun to make fun of him for it.
Aww.
It is embarrassing. But it was funny. too.
So, Mark, the thing that clued you off that it wasn't Jordan was that the person was wearing a nightgown.
Yeah, like I didn't. Pretty much.
So, Jordan, you don't wear nightgowns all the time.
Not on set, not usually, unless it's for my wardrobe.
I couldn't see. It was dark, so I couldn't tell what the heck was going on.
So that's the story I gave for dirt on you. Okay. I did see that episode
where you guys talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been on every podcast we've done, right?
Yeah. Didn't you do it on?
We did it on Super Geeked Up too, I think.
Yeah, that's where I heard it.
Sorry.
Mark, it's not an interview, Mark. We're not telling that story.
Exactly. That's the ultimate part of the interview right there.
Hey, you wanted to hear the cat, so there you go. I hope you guys can all hear that.
He sounds angry at life.
I call him the demon cat. I think he is angry at life.
That's awesome.
And see, Tom did a really good job imitating my cat.
Yeah, he really did.
He nailed it.
Yeah.
Even Barkley agrees.
I think out of all of us, I think Barkley's going to end up on Super Knocked Up.
Oh, yeah.
He has my vote. He'd be great.
He could be
He's not going to let Mark impregnate him, but...
He could be the ultimate evil cat. He could be the evildoer cat.
He could be Dr. Destruction's pet cat.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect. Like Mr. Wigglesworth. That's perfect. Every villain needs a pet, right?
Yes. Barkley could be that pet. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I like that.
Good. When can I ship him to you guys?
Tomorrow, Jeff's place.
You don't even have That's to exciting. Send him back. You can keep
He's like,
him.
Yes, new cat for the club.
Oh, boy. Can't wait.
All right. Do we have any other questions?
I don't think so.
So you guys don't come up with any real questions? You just use other people's questions?
I asked you about the baby. I asked for not you. I asked for embarrassing stories on you. You just missed
Oh, wow. These are hard-hitting questions, Libby.
Yeah, they asked me lots of questions over email and everything. It was nice.
Yeah.
I feel sufficiently interviewed.
Do you? Awesome.
We have to act it a little bit different. And plus, I feel for Jordan being the only girl. I know what it's like. I have three brothers. I was the only girl growing up, so it was really rough. But I totally had her back. I emailed her way a long time ago. I'm like, I got your back. I know they give you a hard time. This will be our revenge.
Awesome.
And now we're super best friends, right, Jordan?
Super BFFs. Bye, Liz. Love you like a sister.
Super weird.
Okay. I feel like you have no credibility. Yeah. Oh, your cat? Nope. Anytime you say anything to me, I'm just going to say cat lady, and everyone's going to know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Jeff, I did you in. I'm so sorry. But it's better because he's you know, they're not all his. Now I feel bad.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, Mark, you want some more lines next season?
Sure. Yeah. I'll take my own show, too.
What did I do?
Oh, poor Jordan.
Poor me. You and I have to put up with.
See, I know. We just evened it up a little bit. Do you guys have any other projects you're working on?
Yeah, I have a couple projects I'm developing, attached as a producer to some stuff. But just Super Knocked Up is the only one that's actually out online right now. I spend too much time at my day job. Gotta pay the bills.
isn't that the truth? And a damn shame. I would much rather be podcasting than working some days, but you know, gotta pay the bills.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I know we would totally just want to be doing web series and filmmaking and awesome stuff like that. Super Knocked Up is my sole focus right now. Project I'm focusing on, obviously trying to make it as awesome as possible. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, Jeff's full time on Super Knocked Up.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And Pazula's getting married soon.
Yeah.
Yay! I'm pretty much
not doing anything except for planning that.
So. You actually have, do guys now actually take part in the planning process? Because years ago it used to be just, you know, all you guys had to do was show up and get fitted for your tux. And that was it.
I've been to meetings at the, you know, with the the place we're getting married, and I've been present. Whether or not I made decisions, no.
Yeah, but don't sell yourself short. You're helping out with the work and stuff and everything.
Yeah. I mean, last night we spent a significant amount of time putting favor boxes together. So it's like stuff like that. Yeah. She makes all the decisions on what's going to be there. I just, I put fucking boxes together.
Boy, that sounds like fun.
It's amazing.
If I ever get married, I'm eloping. That was the
good idea.
That was the advice that my stepsister gave me. Alrighty, is there anything else, Libby, that you got on tap here?
I can't really think of anything else. Did you guys want to add anything?
Yeah. We can just,
go ahead plug your show again. Yeah, plug it.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, so Super Knocked Up, really fun action comedy. Super villain gets pregnant by a superhero, and they have to raise the baby together. These two arch enemies, and Jordan and Mark are outstanding in it. And we just debuted season two this week, so if you can watch season one and then start watching season two, which we think is really awesome. SuperKnockedUp.com is our website. Please subscribe to us on YouTube, which is youtube.com/SKU webseries. And of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/SuperKnockedUp and @SuperKnockedUp on Twitter. Like us and follow us there. All that stuff helps us out. Mainly, but if you just watch us, the more views we get, the more we're able to do and make this what we think is an awesome show, and we have a blast doing it.
Awesome.
So thanks.
Yes, we do.
Well, thanks for being on.
Thank you for that creepy letter.
I know it's going on your bedroom next to the poster.
Yeah, he's already printed it out.
You'll see it in the next Super Geeked Up behind me.
Yeah, totally. I like that idea. Yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed the show. I'm not really into comics and stuff. And I also don't like a lot of repetition, but I rewatched the season one again just before this interview, and I really enjoyed it again. So
thanks for watching.
That's high praise for me.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That was nice meeting you girls.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. You can reach Libby and Leisha by tweeting @TwoFunnyGirls or emailing TwoFunnyGirlsPTE@gmail.com. New episodes are released every Saturday and can be found on Stitcher, iTunes, and the Pod Gods Network. Please support them. They take what they can get.
I'm Corey Epps from the Evil Teddy Bear Podcast, telling you to go listen now on the Pod Gods Network. That's right, we're on a network right now, people. We're part of the network. We're in the interwebs. Listen to us. You'll get interviews. You'll get movie reviews. You'll get a black guy that's kind of like Kevin Smith. Kind of. I'm the knockoff Kevin Smith, people. anyway, go listen. Here's a little clip of the show for you.
Hey, man, you think if they're out there, right, any of those 18-year-olds are trying to hit on each other or something, right? So they go into the woods. And, a little hanky-panky something happened. You think that happened in there? Just like the stuff that we didn't see?
Yeah.
Like that redhead girl kept running in and out, but I bet you she was just like, hey, I see Pita. And I wouldn't mind giving him a little handy or something. I don't know what high school kids do nowadays.
I don't know. You're also always being watched. Which might be a good way to defy the TV people. All the kids to just break down into a debaucherous orgy. and then they're like, oh crap, we can't show this on TV.
I don't know. I mean,
they ruined us.
Would they censor it?
I don't know. It's live.
I mean, Tim Burton and Tony Stark might think, okay, we'll keep it rolling this time. That's how we play in the Hunger Games.
I mean, I don't know. I actually thought about that during the movie. Like, wouldn't these people, like, I don't know, if they're going to die, wouldn't it? The airplane thing.
I know.
Kind of like, well, are they going to start having sex or something because their death is imminent?
Yes, that's what I mean. I'm like, fuck. If at least I'm gonna die, let me get a crack of that puss.
Yeah.
Or a crack of that crack. You know what I'm saying? Let me go all the way.
That was a great clip, right? Don't forget to check out our website, EvilTedPodcast.blogspot.com. EvilTedPodcast.blogspot.com.
www.blogspot.com. It's not that hard. Also, don't forget to listen to us on Stitcher. And we're on Twitter too, people, so if you got something you want to talk to us about, it's easy, alright? At EvilTedPod. Or you can hit me up personally at CoreEvil2013. That's right. It's K-O-R Evil 2013. We're taking over the world, Pod Gods Network. That's right, we're on the Pod Gods Network. Taking over the world.